With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC. And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money, but how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Monday, March 8th, and it is International Women's Day. How about that? And I'm just on the website that is internationalwomensday.com. Hashtag choose to challenge, hashtag IWD2021. So Mark, don't forget to do that. We want to celebrate women's achievements. We want to raise awareness against bias. And of course, we want to take action for equality. And so I'm very happy to support that effort. Fantastic. And in doing so, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make sure we put a woman on the program today. But first, let me remind you, if you have a financial question, email us, askjill@jillonmoney.com, askjill@jillonmoney.com. And if you are on our website, the fabulous jillonmoney.com website, which Mark basically created and maintains and updates all the time, if you're there and you've got a question, all you have to do is just hit the contact button. So fabulous. So today, to celebrate International Women's Day, we have woman extraordinaire, Andrea, who is on the line from Texas. Andrea, welcome to the program and happy International Women's Day. Thanks for taking time and celebrating with us.
Thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here on this day.
Feeling very womanly right now. Can you hear me?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I know. I figured. All right. So what brings you to our program today? What can we do for you, Andrea?
So I just transitioned into a new phase in my life, and I just want to make sure that I have everything squared away just in terms of where I'm allocating my money and just what to do really going forward.
Okay. So what's the new phase?
So the new phase is I'm recently divorced and I took on a new job that actually moved me across the state. So I moved out on my own. I'm renting a house in North Texas as a result of a new job. And I just want to make sure that, you know, going forward, if I need to look to buy a house, maybe I continue to rent, and just making sure that my money allocation is in place correctly.
Tell me some of the details. For example, how old are you?
I'm 37 years old.
Any kids?
No kids, two dogs, live by myself renting.
Mm, how much is the rent?
Rent is $1,950 a month.
Mm, does that include utilities, which I hope work in Texas?
The utilities do work. They are not included. Those are separate.
So in the post, divorce, but let's not do that. Let's call it the rebirth of you.
Sure. Yes.
It's like Easter time. So let's just call it rebirth. Well, how about
sure.
that? In your next phase here, in your rebirth, what is it that you sort of look at as your goals overall?
So overall, I think the biggest, I think what really was spurring the question is I did my taxes and single, no kids. I don't have a mortgage. I don't have any student debt. So I basically, you know, I fall into this tax bracket that I really can't deduct anything. And so I just realized that at this point, I've got to figure out a way to not just put away money in quote unquote traditional retirement funds. I've got to figure out a way maybe to kind of make some extra passive, maybe income on the side.
So wait a second. How much do you earn right now?
I earn in total of $135,140. That's not including any bonuses.
Do you usually get bonuses?
Typically. I won't this year because I got an extra bonus last year just for the move. So mm-hmm. that kind of was, in theory, this year's bonus.
And what is the bonus in, let's call it an ordinary year, not an outsized year?
It can be anywhere between 15 to 25.
Okay. But that means, just in general, that you are in the 24% tax bracket. And there is no state income tax in the state of Texas. So I would suggest to you, don't be super hyper focused about taxes, because you're in a pretty low tax bracket, relatively speaking. I know it seems like a lot when you're in it and you're like, oh, but but you know what? 24% for making, let's call it about 150 to 170 grand a year. That is not a bad tax bracket to be in. And you're in a place where you don't have to pay these state income tax bills. So I think the focus on taxes may just be a little bit of that, I just did my taxes and I can't deduct anything and doesn't life suck? But that's not really where you are. You're actually in great shape. What are you doing for retirement planning?
So at this point, I actually have transitioned. I was basically putting 15% away. I've toggled back and forth between Roth and then also just the traditional pre-tax and post. I've been going back and forth because I'm not really too sure which to really do, again, because of the taxes purposes. I went at one point and just went straight Roth. And then I thought, I don't know if that's good for the taxes. So I've switched it back over to pre-tax. I was doing the 15% full, mm-hmm. but because I figure I'll probably buy a house when this lease is up next May, I actually have pulled it back to just 6% of just the match. And I'm taking the other 9 and just putting that in cash for a down payment on a house.
Okay. How much have you saved already for retirement? Let's talk about the traditional amount and then the Roth amount.
Okay. So the traditional amount is right around 160 right now.
Great.
And that's in a rollover fund that's being taken care of with a wealth advisor. Mm-hmm. And the Roth IRA is about 40,000. The 401k through the company is probably about 10,000 right now.
Any other investments besides this 200 some thousand?
I also have, I'm taking my HSA that I have, and I'm every month taking that money and investing that as well.
Oh,
I have
good.
Probably about $5,000 in an HSA right now. And then the old company that I was working for, at that time they had a pension. So I have about $5,000 or $6,000 in that.
Okay. Are there any strings attached to the dissolution of your prior relationship? Do you owe any money to X or not?
No. It was a clean break. We didn't have any, we had nothing joint together. So we basically just walked away with what we had.
Interesting. Good. Thank goodness. That's easier. I mean, it's not easy emotionally. It's just easier financially. So at this point, how much money do you have in an emergency reserve fund?
Yeah. So that I only have $3,000 just in cash right now.
You know, I'm going to not be thrilled about that. Okay.
Sure.
Any other money in non-retirement accounts, any fund money accounts, any stock accounts? Like, I just decided I bought GameStop and I made a gazillion dollars or anything like that?
No, I pulled that out. I did that at the beginning of COVID and kind of did that fund money stuff, but I've pulled that all out since. Right now, I'm just doing straight investments in cash.
Okay. You mentioned a wealth advisor. Tell me more about that.
So he actually, we used to work at a company together. I do insurance for a living, and he was part of the company, the wealth advising aspect of the firm that I worked for. And mm-hmm. so he manages through Schwab, mm-hmm. And I speak with him kind of just as needed on a if any basis. I had a discussion with him in January as far as where things were. He told me that my accounts were in line. He thinks that I could probably, in theory, if I wanted to retire by 55, just kind of where my money is right now.
Whoa, ho, ho, ho. How does he figure that?
I just pay him to tell me what I need to know.
I think you're paying him to tell you what you want to hear.
I don't
want
to do that, to be clear, though. To be clear, I don't. I have no intention of retiring early.
What the heck is he smoking? There's no way that you can retire at 55. There's no way. I don't know what he's thinking about, but that ain't happening. How do you pay this guy, your old friend?
I think it's as things... by transaction, I guess. There's just like a fee on top of a transaction. He doesn't really move money around. I think I paid a total of like $200 or something last year.
That's fine. Let's get back to your idea about the house. Why buy a house?
Because everybody says you're supposed to buy a house.
I mean, what would you have to pay to own a home that you would want to live in right now?
I would probably say between 250 and three. I mean, it's just me. I need three rooms, an office, a bedroom, and a guest room. I'm not married to the idea of some dream house or anything like that. I just need four walls of my own and somewhere to sleep.
Are you in a place where you're like, ugh, I hate my rental? Or is the rental pretty nice for your $2,000?
No, the rental and the neighborhood are fantastic. So that's kind of the other thing that I was thinking about is, do I, you know, just renew the lease for another year, stay here, continue to stock up cash, and then make a decision for another year after that?
Yeah. And I don't even think you, I mean, unless you think you're going to move back where you are from across the state, but if you think you're going to stick around there, I would say I look at your priorities. Oh, one last thing. Was there any debt that's outstanding?
No debt. I have a credit card that I pay off every month, but no debt.
Okay, great. So I think your inclination about beefing up your cash is the right one. I think that you should probably bump your retirement contribution back up to 10%. And then every extra dollar goes to rebuilding your emergency reserve fund. So that emergency reserve fund, remember, has got to have 6 to 12 months of your living expenses. If you get some sort of bonus, if you get a big commission check for something, if something just like falls in your lap, that's where it's going. It's going to be really boring. Just plain old, let's get that number up. I have no interest in buying a home for you. And I'll tell you why. You know, you just moved. You're getting back on your feet. I think you'll feel a lot more comfortable buying a home when you know more information. For all I know, you're going to fall in love again. It happens. I'd love in your life if you could be back at 15% into your retirement account. Your emergency reserve has that 6 to 12 months in there. And then reassess, do I really want to buy or do I want to rent? Because I don't think buying right now is a great deal for you. Also, the housing market's just gone nutty. You know, to get a $250,000 or $300,000 house, you're gonna have to save an extra $50,000 just for your down payment. You know, so I don't think that that's the wisest move for you. And being a renter is kind of fabulous.
I don't know necessarily that I'll stay here for. I might end up moving to, you know, just based on the market, maybe out west potentially the job. Have, you know, mobility as far as my career is concerned. So that was kind of another concern is, do I really want to buy a house and then I just pick up and move in a few years?
No, I think that flexibility is huge. Now, in terms of your retirement contributions, do you think, you know, you're young, you're in your 30s. If you look ahead, do you think that your career earnings will be still sloping upwards or pretty consistent now for the next 20 or 30 years? What's your guess?
I think they'll continue to slope upwards.
Okay. If that's the case, then while you're still in the 24% tax bracket, I would use the Roth.
Okay.
I would use the Roth. And I'll tell you why. If your income is going to rise, let's just say, you know, if you figure 4 or 5 years from now, you might be in the making $200,000. Right. Then you're in the 32% tax bracket. Then maybe we want to use half and half. But for now, in the 24%, I think you should go Roth.
Okay.
I really do. Now, it's going to suck a little bit for you because, you know, your cash flow is going to change because it's going to be an after-tax dollar going in.
Yeah, but long term, that sounds much better. Yeah.
And I think that having money that's already been taxed is a huge benefit. This all looks like you're on track. I just want to take you off the hook. And anyone listening, I want to take you off the hook, everyone, for feeling the urge to buy. I know that buying has always been ingrained in many of us. And it's great if the numbers work, but given who you are, the circumstances of your life and what you've just come through, I think in the next phase, the reemergence, your beautiful next flowering stage, I think having as few of those obligations and maximum flexibility is really going to help you navigate this next period. I just think that's the better approach. And if something fell in your lap, that might be different, right? If, for example, in a few years, you're like, you know what, I love it here, and I am renting a place, and and I love this place, and the owner wants me to buy it, then we have some things to talk about. But until you have like something fabulous falls in your lap, I say, keep on doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much for, you know, letting me off the hook in that regard.
Happy rebirth. I think this is going to be very good. I feel like there's a great growth spurt ahead for you, and I wish you all the best, really the best of luck. So please keep in touch. Let us know if there's anything else we can do for you, okay?
Thank you so much, Jill and Mark.
All right. So that was Andrea. And if you, like Andrea, want to come on the air with us, all you have to do is send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com, or when you're on our website after you've subscribed to this podcast, or maybe you've signed up for our free weekly newsletter and a question's bubbling around, hit the contact button and let us know that you want to come on the air. That's how you skip the line. It's so easy. So just do that and let us know what's on your mind and say, I want to come on the air with you guys. As always, please remember, we are still in pretty scary territory. I go to those websites. I look all the time. So wash your hands. Wear your masks. I'm wearing two lately. Maintain your physical distancing and try to do something nice for somebody else today. It will make that person feel so much better, and it will make you feel better. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.